stoneworker Lou French tells us, the presence that stone has is not just what we see, but how we feel in and around it. When I think about it, stones of every size, shape, and variety can be found almost anywhere on Earth. Even if they are not exposed on the ground, they are probably just underneath our feet. The visual impact stone has on our senses is as powerful as most media used in art. When broken down, some of the components are size, shape, color, texture, harmony, rhythm, balance, tension, and scale. Within this framework, patterns emerge. When used well, these elements and the stones themselves take on a life of their own. Words of Lou French of New England from the book Stone by Design, bringing together the power of stone and the elements of art, walls, and all. As it happens, here in our area, Susquehanna County is very well known for its abundance of a unique sandstone, often called bluestone, and for its abundance of visual artists as well. We're fortunate to have had Ken Ely, who works with stone in an artful way, creating stone walls to complement the landscape here, and Maureen Van Nostrand, a full-time artist who has, in fact, rendered among her many and varied paintings a moody meadow scene anchored by a stone wall, fully at home in the landscape. Maureen and Ken came to the WVIA studios to invite us to tour the landscape they know and love, and which is so much a part of their creative lives and the lives of fellow artists in the annual Artists Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County, October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
This is our 21st year, Erica, and the tour, when it was formed, I think the central characters in that recognized that there were some really fine artists in our area and wanted to showcase their work. And I don't know how many people were on the original tour, probably no more than a dozen, but it's grown since then, and we have a very careful vetting process. The artists who are interested may apply, and then we look at their work and their resume, and we hope that we can add new folks every year.
And I think that everybody would love to see this work in a gallery, but it's really terrific that you all open your studio space, or maybe gallery space, shared space, but you invite us into a working environment.
Yes, and that really, I think, helps the visitors connect with not just looking at a painting or a piece of pottery, but how it's created and who creates it and what other elements in the environment of that studio or the workspace influence what the artist does.
And what drew you, Maureen? Is Susquehanna County your home originally?
Yes, I'm a sixth generation resident of Susquehanna County. And I just thought this tour was a beautiful idea because people are drawn to the area to see what inspires us as artists. And that's translated onto the canvas or work, whatever, you know, medium that the person is using. And it's just very interesting for the people to see that and appreciate where we live and see where this is all coming from.
And Ken, how about you? Are you a longtime county resident?
Yes, I was born and raised in Susquehanna County. I did spend some time overseas and in other areas, but most of my life I've lived here in Susquehanna County.
Maureen, tell us about your work, what medium and
sure.
So on.
Sure, I am an oil painter. So I basically touch on every subject from people and buildings to animals and landscapes. Anything that will sit still long enough, I will paint. So I love everything.
Do you have an actual studio?
I do not. So that's what people see is my actual living space. This is where I pull out my easel every day and all my paints every day. So that is also an inspiration to other people that you don't need a studio. You can do it in your home. And it just hopefully helps other people want to do the same.
And Ken, people might be surprised about your art.
Yes, yes, they are. And every year I get the comment, so your stonewall work is considered art. And my response in the past has always been, well, yes, I'm lucky to be on a tour. I don't think of myself as an artist in the same way as my colleagues, but what I find are the beautiful elements are the stones themselves. And I demonstrate or I show examples of the stones and how the colors and textures are really fascinating. But recently I've come to view my work differently. With so much focus these days on diversity and inclusion in our world, politically and socially, I stand back and look at a stone wall that maybe we've been working on, and it's composed of various elements of different sizes, different colors, different shapes, and they cast different shadows. And it's really a metaphor, I think, for our culture. We have this wonderful collection of different appearing elements, and together they form a one statement, usually a geometric figure that is very pleasing to the eye. But if you examine it closely, you'll see it's composed of very different elements.
And if you take out a key stone, maybe the structure isn't as strong as it might be?
Well, that is also true, yes. The stones support each other, whether they're not seen in the center of the wall or whether they're on the outside where they're visible.
Talk to us a little bit, Ken, about Susquehanna County as a place which has stone that is well known.
Yes, probably the best known stone elements in Susquehanna County is the flagstone. Many people call it bluestone. A bluestone is simply a variation in color, but it's very common, very popular. It's Upper Devonian siltstone. It was formed about 250 to 300 million years ago underwater, and the finest particles settled in calm waters, and because the water was calm, the layers are very flat and even. And if you break a piece of flagstone open, you'll find the grains are very, very small. And that's because those tiny particles stayed in suspension longer in the water, drifted out to the middle of this great body of water and settled very slowly and calmly. So we have very, very flat, fine-grained stone. It's the flagstone. The fieldstone, on the other hand, formed the same way underwater, but they're coarser elements, and many of them settled in waters that were not so calm. And so we get more variation in layers and shapes and not always flat. So that's not as well known as the flagstone, but the fieldstone is my preferred medium for building stone walls.
And where will you be working this weekend?
I'll be at our property in Dimmock Township, just demonstrating and displaying walls that I have built already with some fun elements. I've constructed a marble run into a wall that you put a marble in this tube at one end, it goes all the length of the wall, comes out and dings a bell on the opposite side and falls into a cup. The kids love it, and the child and the adults love that too. And so that's one thing that people are drawn to. This year I've decided to demonstrate on Monday, well, not so much demonstrate, but to hold a hands-on workshop, a free hands-on workshop. People can, for no charge at all, I will give the class and let them put on the gloves and handle the stones.
Are you going to be demonstrating too?
I am not, because the oil paint is too greasy and oily, but there is a list of the artists that will be demonstrating and the times in the brochure.
Do you go out en plein air, Maureen, or do you go take pictures of things? How do you work?
I do both in plein air and also in my studio. You know, I like the natural lighting, so bright sunny days are the best to work with, and I enjoy both.
Do you have painting mentors, or do you look to painters whom we might know in museums?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love going to museums. I just went this summer to Washington to the art museums there. What an inspiration. It was just lovely. And I also love to see the work of fellow artists on the tour. And I love Brian Keeler's work with his use of light. And I took lessons originally from Steve Coley at the Waverly Community Center, and that really catapulted my career, and I'm forever grateful to him.
And what kinds of things will we see? Some of each of the things you mentioned, some human subjects, some landscapes, so on?
Absolutely. And I do a lot of nautical, I think, because that relaxes me as I paint, and it's just awe-inspiring. The beaches. So I do have a lot of those pieces, but also native to our area, I have a lot of landscapes and buildings native to our area, and as well as the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I tell my husband I should really travel to these places because it comes out better in real life. He doesn't quite see it that way, but I'm working on it.
How about you, Ken? We often think of something like the tradition of stone wall building as being an ancient one and passed on generation to generation. Did you have a mentor like that?
No, I didn't. Not a living one, anyway. I learned primarily from repairing walls at Woodburn Preserve, an estate in Dimmock Township. And when you take apart a stone wall or try to repair one that's already fallen down, you can see the technique, and they're all the same worldwide, actually. It's an international set of guidelines and techniques and rules that we follow. So while I was not fortunate enough to have a living mentor, I could see how these stones were handled and put together in the sections of the wall that are still were still standing.
Well, introduce us to some of the others who will be joining you on this tour this weekend.
Well, we have photographers. We have one photographer, Eric Van Tassel. This is, what, his second or third year, I think, on a tour. He's the husband of Rachel Van Tassel, and Eric does really nice photography.
There's some stone in that photograph.
I know Eric and Rachel do a lot of traveling all over the country, and he takes photographs, excellent photographs.
I love the Conte Crayon that Rachel Van Tassel does. It's just fascinating. It's a black and white, very realistic portrayal of everyday things, and it's just stunning. There is Rita Eddy. She does mostly watercolor. She does a beautiful job. And there is also Linda Truman, whose studio is next to mine. She does pastels and watercolors. Richard Griffith does watercolor and pastels as well. Beautiful works. Everyone's work, I'm a little biased, but I think it's just amazing and it's well worth attending.
And we have a woodworker on the tour, also relatively new to the group, Linda Truman's husband, Robert Truman, who is an exquisitely skilled craftsman with wood. Beautiful pieces, tables, and other furniture like that. One thing I really appreciate about Bob's work is that you can really see the grain of the woods, the local hardwoods like cherry and maple, walnut. They're just so beautifully intricate. When I say the stones in my work are really attractive, he really brings out the beauty in the grain of the woods, our local hardwoods.
And speaking of working with very solid and hard material, marble, and Charles Wells is a sculptor.
Yes, he works with marble at the Springville Schoolhouse Studio. He's been on a tour for several years, and his work is just fantastic, large pieces. And he also demonstrating artists this year.
Charles Wells will be demonstrating all day marble carving.
And there are textiles, too, I see.
Yes, Karen Farmer in Montrose. Beautiful colors and wall hangings and textiles that just really catch your eye.
You did mention pottery.
Mark Chuck on the tour for probably the third year. His work is fascinating. He focuses on fish, actually, trout to be specific. And I don't know how he can create glazes like he does with his teapots and cups, but you swear it's the skin of a brook trout or a brown trout that's coating his work. It's just fantastic. You have to pick it up and look at it, especially for someone who enjoys fly fishing like I have in the past and want to get back into it. When you see those colors, it's like the flash that you see underwater in some mountain stream. And his wife, Dana Gable, is also on the tour. This is her first year. She is a stoneware potter, stoneware and porcelain, and her work is just lovely. We have three potters at Mud and Fire Potters, Ruth Cohen and Archie Johnson. And this year, Jen Flaherty is also a potter who'll be working at Mud and Fire. So visitors to that site in northwest Susquehanna County will be treated to the work of three fine potters.
And that's the other thing, placing it for us. You have a map and we can just start anywhere and make our way.
Yes. If you want to do it freestyle, just look for pink arrows and they direct you to studios. You can use your GPS applications on your phone or in your car. And we have that information on a website as to how to use that information. Or you can look at the map the old-fashioned way and just plan your route to different studios using the map.
There's a representation of Joe Weldon's work here that has fish in it, but we know Joe so well, too, for his wonderful musical representations as a painter.
Yes. Joe himself is a treasure on the tour. He's just a wonderful person, and his work is so much fun. Everyone waits to see what Joe is going to give us this year. They're waiting at his door, actually. He's at the Butternut Gallery again this year, right?
Yes, he is.
But people line up before the tour begins to to see Joe's work.
He has sold out in an hour for years in a row.
And also at the Butternut.
Yes, Tom Knaus, the woodcarver, will be at the Butternut as he has been every year. He does exquisite creations from hardwood and also woodblock prints that he's gotten into recently that are really very handsome. And his wife, Betty Bryden, of course, with her abstract and her conventional watercolors, will be exhibiting her work at the Butternut Gallery.
You each have a white sheet in front of you. Tell us what that's about.
This is new on the tour this year. It's an official treasure hunt game card. So when you first come to an artist studio, it doesn't matter which artist you go to, you can pick up this game card and get a stamp from each artist that you visit. And if you collect stamps from different corners of Susquehanna County and you fill out your card, almost like a bingo card, you get put into a drawing and you could win first prize of a gift card to any studio of your choice, second prize and third prize as well. So that's an incentive to go and visit everyone's studio.
And this year, for the first time, the Methodist Church in Montrose is offering a luncheon buffet on Saturday. So people who are traveling throughout the county going to different studios can have a nice lunch there. There is another new artist on the tour. Her name is Amy Hissau. Is it mostly watercolors?
I believe so. And she has paintings that move between realism and abstraction.
Yeah, quite a range of expertise. And her work certainly is worth a trip to visit, to view, because it's really striking.
And it's right behind the Methodist Church.
So. That's right.
That's right.
Good point.
And
that's...
two other painters that are on the tour are Joe DiOrio, and he captures the essence of nature, and he has larger works that are just stunning. And Earl Lehman as well. He paints Pennsylvania landscapes and abstract paintings, and he has a wheelchair-accessible studio. A lot of the artists do, and it will indicate that on the brochure or on the website.
And there are two other photographers I want to make sure to mention, the Kirk and Leslie Van Sandberg, and husband and wife, who are also up near Brackney, Pennsylvania. They've been on the tour for many years, and their work is just amazing. Landscapes and other interesting scenes from our county, our area.
And they have a beautiful barn studio that is stunning. Nancy Brown also does beautiful work in watercolor, and unfortunately she will only be open on Saturday, so that's important to note. And Roger Hayes, this is his second year on the tour. He is in South Montrose, and he makes custom original woodwork, stained glass art, and wood applique fiber art. So he has a very unique studio. And Louise Banks does very intricate pieces made out of tiny pieces of mosaic glass, two-dimensional and three-dimensional, and it is beautiful.
And Catherine LeSwan?
Yes, Catherine is also a photographer, but she does very interesting things with her work.
She blends images in beeswax. It's a very unique process, and it is stunning, a very surreal image that is the final product, and it's very unique. And that's another wonderful thing about this tour is each person is so much different than the other. So you're in for a real treat.
Tell us the specifics, if you would, about the dates, the times, and the website.
The website is www.artiststour.com. The dates of this event are the 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. That's this coming weekend, Columbus Day weekend.
From 10 to 6, we're open.
A lot of people still tell us they're surprised when we tell them we're open on Monday. But yes, the tour continues through Monday, Columbus Day, and that is Demonstration Day. You know, I've conducted several stonewall building workshops in the past, and people seem to be reluctant sometimes to sign up. Maybe it's the cost. Maybe it's something else. Maybe they just don't think they can do it. But this one's free, and people don't have to bring anything with them, except I ask them not to wear open-toed shoes. What you said about the tactile introduction to stones, I start them out with just a simple tabletop display that I have, my miniature stone wall, and I can demonstrate to them how to lay out the wall or how to get the stones to fit together nicely. And when I have this tabletop display available at it, presentation, usually the only ones to really take advantage of it are the children. So I'm hoping it would be the youth in all of us and my visitors to try that out. So we'll do a little bit of work on top of the table first. Then I give them gloves and let them pick the big ones up. We are so fortunate in this area to have the stone that we do for building things like railroad bridges, because we can cut them into blocks or to fit them into a wall. It's sedimentary stone, is generally flat, and it fits so nicely. And we have such a great variety of minerals that create different colors in the stone. Just, we're so fortunate here to have what we have.
Ken Ely, stoneworker of Good Neighbor Walls, and Maureen Van Nostrand, full-time artist, talking with us about the 21st Annual Artists Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And Monday is demonstration day. For more information, on the web, artiststour.com, artiststour.com. It's the 21st Artists Open House Weekend in Susquehanna County, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, Columbus Day weekend. For more information, on the web, artiststour.com, artiststour.com. You'll find a listing and samples of each of the artists and their work, and also where to find them. And you can pick up brochures, hard copy brochures, all around the county. Artiststour.com, artiststour.com.